Creating 3D printed human organs may still be decades away, but scientists have figured out a solution to one of the main stumbling blocks. In Focus on Technology, Rice University researchers and others have successfully printed a blood vessel network. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Bioengineering Assistant Professor Jordan Miller says nothing anybody is making on the planet is as complicated as a 3D printed organ, especially a lung. He's concentrating on how it could get the oxygen and nutrients it needs through multiple blood vessel networks.
So in the lung, we have the airways and the blood vessel system. They must be very close together, but they can never touch. If they ever connect fluidically, then you would get air in your bloodstream or blood in your airway, and both of those are fatal.
And remember, this is a 3D printed organ. Miller says the challenge for him and his fellow researchers at Rice University, the University of Washington, and others was to build very soft, water-based materials that cells can function not only outside the body, but inside as well.
It's been a big challenge in our field because most of the 3D printing that people are doing today is using extrusion. This is a syringe-based technology. You can use a syringe, you can put it on a 3D printer, and you can extrude droplets of material in lines to build up layers, and then you do that layer by layer.
Miller says that takes too long, and cells can't wait around to be encapsulated in a gel. That's why, in an organ transplant, there's a time limit. His team at Rice figured out a different way of doing it to create entangled vascular networks.
So what we've been doing is using a different suite of technologies based on a 3D printing process called stereolithography. This is the oldest kind of 3D printing. The original one developed in the early 1980s that uses light, actually photons, to induce a local chemical reaction where you shine the light. And what we're doing is using a water-based solution that we've developed that we can make sensitive to light and yet also encapsulate live cells. We use a projector.
That solidifies the cells into a water-based gel, trapping them layer by layer to build a complex 3D structure. The size of the blood vessel network Rice University made is 300 microns, or the width of two human hairs. That's still 10 times bigger than what it needs to be for the lung. But it works, and the University of Washington's Kelly Stevens verified that, saying the technology also works for the liver.
We're actually pretty surprised. We took some of our favorite formulations that we had developed over the last few years for culturing liver cells called hepatocytes, and we took those formulations, we put them into his the materials that he suggested that we try, and boom, those cells did just fine.
But this research is on a small scale, and Stevens points out the liver has 500 functions.
And we tested one of those 500 functions, and so there's a long way to go in terms of getting to the clinic. We will test many, many more of those functions.
While Stevens and Miller are studying 3D printed organs, others are approaching it from a different angle. Cincinnati Children's Hospital is making miniature livers and pancreases called organoids. They are not using a 3D printer. Miller says organoids are limited in size, but he thinks the two methods could be compatible.
So we actually see a really big opportunity to load our 3D printed architectures with the differentiating cells that the organoid community is making. And it could be a match made in heaven where these two technologies could unify and become highly scalable.
Miller has made his 3D printing files available to the public to let others build on what he's developed. He's commercializing key aspects of the research through a Houston-based startup called Volumetric. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.